From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. One European prime minister says it could be one of the greatest financial rescue operations the world has seen. Eurozone finance ministers have concluded an emergency conference call today on Spain's ailing economy. We get details from Lauren Freyer in Madrid.
Spanish Economy Minister Luis de Guindos was careful to call the package financial assistance, avoiding the word bailout. He said the money is being provided on terms much more favorable than what Spain is able to raise on financial markets on its own. De Guindos gave no dollar figure, but Eurozone finance ministers say Spain is being offered up to $125 billion. That money will go into Spain's own bank rescue fund and help shore up local lenders weighed down by bad real estate debt. Spain will become the fourth Eurozone nation to request aid since Europe's debt crisis broke out more than 2 years ago. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.
In Washington, House Republicans are rejecting President Obama's call for new government spending to create jobs. Instead, as NPR's Tamara Keith reports, they remain focused on repealing the president's health care law and extending tax cuts.
House Speaker John Boehner wasted little time responding to the president.
The American people are still asking the question, where are the jobs?
President Obama is calling on Congress to pass portions of his jobs agenda that would help local and state governments avoid layoffs and would boost infrastructure spending. But Boehner said at a Capitol Hill press conference he doesn't think that's the right focus.
Government continues to spend money that we don't have. With these looming tax hikes, we have frozen employers in place.
Which is to say House Republican leaders have no intention of taking up the president's jobs agenda and plan to keep working on their own, very different plans. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
As Japan's tsunami debris washes up on the shores of the West Coast in Alaska, scientists are worried about invasive species potentially arriving on that debris. At the Five Gyres Institute in Santa Monica, Anna Cummins is one expert sounding the alarm.
Some of those species aren't necessarily meant to reach another coastline, you know, 7,000 miles away. And then I think it's just the unknown of the volume of how much is out there and what potential impact could it have washing up on coastlines.
A Japanese dock arrived on a beach in Oregon a few days ago carrying seaweed, shellfish, crabs, and starfish from Japan. In Tokyo, a panel evaluating the response to last year's earthquake and tsunami crisis had damning words about Japan's former government. A report found that tremendous confusion was added by the nation's former prime minister and his aides. Numerous official calls made to the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant at the height of the crisis distracted plant operators. This is NPR News. Russian tennis player Maria Sharapova won the women's final of the French Open today, completing a career Grand Slam. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports Sharapova was powerful and constant, putting her opponent away in just two sets.
Sharapova and Sara Errani grunted and shrieked their way through the match on a sunny but blustery day at Paris's Roland-Garros Stadium. But in the end, Sharapova's powerful strokes and 10-inch height advantage was too much for Errani, though the Italian battled back with some spin shots and crafty net play. Sharapova is the 10th woman to complete a Grand Slam, adding her French Open title to championships at Wimbledon, the U.S. Open, and the Australian Open. She's also back at number one for the first time since 2008, when shoulder surgery almost sank her career and she dropped as low as 126.
Thank you. I haven't tasted it too much.
In an interview with French sportscasters after the match, Sharapova said she would savor her victory with some French champagne. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Ahead of the Belmont Stakes in New York, more disappointment than excitement as a potential Triple Crown winner was scratched from the race. I'll Have Another was diagnosed with tendonitis on Friday. That was described by Belmont Park veterinarian Larry Bramlage.
He has a superficial digital flexor tendonitis. It's the tendon in the back of the horse's ankle that acts as the spring. It's actually what makes a horse able to be a horse. We have no analogous structure. Our Achilles tendon is close.
Doulahan and Union Rags are now the favorites in this evening's race. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.